Hi, Jamie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I actually don't have anything new to say. I'm just living, looking out my.
Nothing's going on for you?
No. Still quarantining. I mean, I'm not really quarantining. What do you call it now? I think just,
Just living?
There's nowhere to go, so.
Yeah, we're all trapped.
Yep, we're all just trapped. Basically,
Oh,
I'm gonna
that
be.
sounds so existentially bad.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I'll probably just start. I mean, it's just too cold to go out. Otherwise, I would. I would totally
Yeah.
not mind like going outside. It's just too cold. So I'm hoping that like after, like we probably won't release this for a while. So who knows what'll happen by then. But I'm hoping that like maybe after like all the holidays, then Pritzker will be like, great, let's let people go back and do some stuff again because the numbers have not been bad. It's just that he's worried about Christmas. So Christmas is over. Let's see if we all like get sick or not. And then after that, maybe we can do something else. I don't know what I want to do. Probably get a facial. I would love that. That would be great.
Did you ever get one
Nope, I never
when
did.
facials were okay?
It was too short. It was a such a short time. I didn't really,
Yeah, it was. It was actually.
it was a really short time. So like I wasn't even that concerned about it. But I was just like, oh, I'll just go, I'll just go. And then I wasn't able to go because it was such a short thing. But I have gotten a
Yeah.
massage and I have like another
Oh,
massage
good.
planned.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's a little bit easier to do because you can keep a mask on. So.
Yes, you can keep your mask on. They have a mask, you have a mask.
Right.
And personally, I would love to not wear a mask when I got a massage because actually I did get one with a massage and it was slightly torturous.
Oh, really? I have, and it wasn't. What? Tell me about that.
No, like it was just not great for me. Like I couldn't, like it was like I was basically like wearing the mask and you put your little face in the donut hole.
Yeah.
And so you put the mask just pulls tighter across your mouth.
So you
And
felt like you couldn't breathe very well.
no, I just felt like the lines of my mask were painful. Like it was, yeah,
Oh,
like it was just like
interesting.
the lines of
Okay.
my mask were like painful. Like, and I got a massage with, but not at the same, like we didn't weren't in the same room, but like I went with Julie. And even when she came
Oh,
out, like she had
she
lines
said the
across
same
her.
thing.
Yeah, like you could see the,
Oh,
so I mean, it's not horrible, but definitely would prefer not to do that. That was not fun, but I will do it again because my shoulder, I think I've, because I started wearing a shoulder bag over the summer, I don't know what this is, I don't know, like a clutch, but
a
with,
crossbody.
yeah, but like I feel like that seems like a bigger bag. I don't know. But anyway, it's on one of my shoulders only. And I've been like, oh, like my shoulder kind of hurts. So I wanted
Oh,
to.
welcome to getting older. It's so much fun.
I know. It seems delightful. So I'm just like going to get. So I was like, oh, I'll just get a massage for that because that has not been like, it's not terrible, but like you can, I can just kind of feel it every once in a while. And I'm not
Yeah.
really loving that. So yeah,
Yeah,
I didn't do
that doesn't
that.
sound very fun.
And then I didn't go to any of my like workout classes when they were open either. I don't really know why I didn't go either. Like, I'm not really sure. I was just like, well, I'll just go later. And then now I can't go. So those are all the things that I'm going to do whenever we get back to stage three.
Yeah, whenever that is. Who's that?
That's Mike telling the dog that she needs to eat her food.
Katie, eat your. How cause she's not food motivated, huh?
She is food motivated, but like she doesn't really like dog food. So she's not the best
So she's
about.
peopled dog, people motivated food,
I mean, yeah,
people
she
food
likes people
motivated.
food, but she doesn't really get very much people food. So she really just likes treats. Like she loves her own like treats. She just
Okay.
isn't like a huge fan of her own food. Unless you give her like some kind of a mix-in, she does like that, but otherwise, not really.
Got it.
But treats work. She loves treats.
She loves treats. Okay. Good to know.
Yep, she'll do like a
So,
little food
welcome
puzzle.
to Girl, We Have to Talk
Oh
podcast.
yeah, I forgot about that. Hi.
No, this is how we're doing it now, I think, because this is what happened last time too.
Oh, just like having a whole conversation and then telling people where they are.
Yeah, or I introduce it, and then you're like, oh yeah, right. I
Yeah,
forgot
and
about that.
yes, welcome everyone. If for
Welcome.
some reason you somehow stumbled upon this podcast and wondering where you are here.
You're here with us.
We're
We're so
here
happy to have you.
Yes, I mean, yes, I am. I mean, I guess I am. And I don't feel any sort of way about it.
Oh, can't wait to see the reviews after this episode.
I hope that they're negative. I would love some negative reviews, please. That means that people I don't know are listening to it. So.
That's true. Oh, you just gave away a big secret, Iris.
What? Uh-oh. That only the pod? Well, I mean, I don't know.
Only the people that we ask and we force to review us.
No, like sometimes there's new ones on there, but like I don't necessarily know who they are. And like, so I'm assuming that if you like this podcast, you probably know me or Jamie. Because a stranger would probably hate this podcast. But I don't know. I don't know, Jamie. I just hope somebody leaves like a negative review. I've been saying that
for feel like I've had people who, sorry, did I interrupt you?
No, I'm just saying I've been saying I want a negative review for like a year. So please, somebody tell me my voice. That you hate me.
You would think in 2020 that could be possible.
Yeah, like that's how you know you've arrived in podcast land. Leave me a negative review. Be offended by something I've said. Anyway, nobody ever is. So what were you saying?
I was just saying that like people that I barely know, like people I've met on Bumble or whatever, they listened and liked it. So
I mean, I think it's a likable podcast if you find it. Like I do. Like I think it's a likable podcast if you find it. I think there's some episodes that are like I even listen to and I laugh at them. So, you know, I would listen. I mean, I don't if I'm being honest, let me just be honest. If I was a person who wasn't myself, I would listen almost every week, but like some weeks I wouldn't listen. Also, I do have
I don't listen to our podcast all the time.
Yeah, like either, I have some and I have like this one podcast that I listen to. It's really sad. So like I listen to this particular podcast if I feel sick, like if I'm not feeling well and I just want to kind of like lay in bed and like listen to something and like, you know, like not like I'm paying attention, but it's kind of like not such a big deal or soothing. Okay. And that's kind of like how I would love to listen to this podcast if I wasn't feeling well. Because it's kind of like if you have a friend with you who's talking to you, but like it's not like high stakes. It's kind of just like you can just listen in. Like if you have a friend who talks too much, that's kind of what the podcast is like. That's what everybody says. Yeah. They're like, oh, it's like I'm talking to you guys. Yes. And I'm like, see, that means that you never get a chance to speak when I'm with you. So thanks for that. That's what Heidi always said. She's like, I love listening. Laurel says that too. She's like, I love listening because it's like it's like we're all together. And I'm like, so are you saying you don't get to speak when we're all together?
I mean, I think that's your stuff coming up, Iris. I don't think that's what they mean.
Honestly, though, like,
but I totally get how you would feel that way because I used to get made fun of all the time for talking too much. So I would probably interpret it that way too. But I don't think that's what they're saying. I think it's just like, this is really you. And this is what it's like to talk with you.
Right. So if anyone wants to be friends, this is what I'm really like. You can send me a message. I'm just kidding. I'm not looking for any new friends, but I'll report back.
Slide into her.
Yeah, DMs. Maybe later. If you did this week, I'm probably like, I'm way too busy to have new friends, but like, that
what's going on this week that you're too busy? You said nothing's going on.
Oh no, I just like mentally too busy. I don't have have mental capacity to be friends with any new people at this juncture in my life. So
okay,
sorry.
Yeah, I feel kind of similarly. I mean, I think we talked earlier about Bumble, and I didn't end up really keeping any of the people that I met on Bumble, but I think what I did do is make deeper connections with my current friends. Perfect. Which is kind of cool.
Well, because you knew that you wanted to have a deeper connection, so I think you were like your brain was open to that, like the secret.
Yeah, maybe.
I know that I have like I made all of those friends off of Bumble over the summer, and so,
you kept up with a good amount.
Actually,
I think
I feel like I'm friends with all of them, and it's so like random because that has never happened before. By now I would have definitely stopped talking to somebody, but like
I feel like there is one that you are
I think it's just like I don't mind sharing. I don't think she listens to this podcast. Like it's just Kristen, that's the only one. And that was kind of, that's like okay. Well, I only hung out with her twice, and I feel like,
well, I also don't think she would mind you saying that because you're just telling what happened. And I think some of it was her decision.
Totally.
It sounded
sure. Like, I think that she's like a really nice person. Like I loved when I did hang out with her those two times, but I just feel like we probably have like very different. I was thinking about it this morning, not for this podcast, just in general. And I was like, I really think that I feel very like I was talking to Anaja and we were talking about like, I don't know, but I was saying, like, yeah, like, this 2021, I really want to find, like, a new therapist who I really like. And I was like, and I want to, like, stop. Like, I have a therapist that I like that I share with Mike, but my other therapist isn't practicing anymore, so I don't have her.
Really? Yeah. That's new.
Yeah. So I want a new therapist, but it's good, actually, because I was we were talking about how, like, I think that, not that I feel like I'm lying to my therapist, but I don't think I tell her as much. So, like, I really have focused on, like, the top level of things that I wanted to do, like, finish school, find a job that I like, have better friendships. I wanted to get married. I wanted to buy a house. Like, and so, like, that has been, like, my path. And I feel like I've been able to, like, I don't have anything else to pretend to complain about. So I'm actually just, like, really this year I was saying, like, I want to focus on, like, things that obviously, like, I don't realize, but have clearly been traumatic to me, because I have a lot of fucking anxiety about a lot of shit. And I was like, I just really want to work on that.
Well, I just don't understand what you could be anxious about.
Who knows, right?
It's been a great year.
Yeah, it's been a perfect year. So I should be blissful, so clearly. But I mean, it's not just like this year. It's always like, and so that brings me to my point about, like, being friends with Kristen. Like, I feel like she's a person who is, like, she's really nice and we have a really good time, but, like, I didn't ever feel like I could trust that we were going to be friends, because I feel like she wasn't necessarily telling me, like, if I upset her or, like, if something I did annoyed her. And what I was thinking about this morning is that I think that I have to be I can only truly be friends with, and Anaja made this comment. She was like, all of your friends are so open when we did, like, my birthday party. She was like, all of your friends are so open. Like, they were all so willing to, like, share how they were feeling. And she was like, it got really deep. And I was like, yeah, like, I don't find that to be unusual. She's like, yeah, with my friends, we're not like that at all. Like, her group of friends.
Really? And I just can't have friends.
I think that that's really what I was about to say my issue is. Like, if your shit's not all on the table, it makes me feel mistrustful of you and I can't be friends with you.
Yes, you've talked about
like,
that
I just
before.
Need you to be like, even if you're just like, I'm fucked up, I'm like, cool, like, great, same. But, like, I'd rather, like, that. But, like, I can't do the whole, like, you've got all this, like, shit inside of your brain. Because then I'm just like, okay, like, are you okay? Because, like, I can't, like, I need to know, like, I can't worry about you. Like, I need you to just tell me if you're upset with me, because otherwise that I'm just like, are you upset with me? And then I'm thinking about, like, what can I possibly, like, that's a spiral for me. I can't deal with people like that in my life. I need you to just be like, it would be so, it's so much better if you just come to me and say, like, hey, you did this and it pissed me off. And I'm like, oh my God. Okay, great. Let's talk about it. Let me try to not be an asshole anymore. Or, like, let me explain to you why I did that. But, like, the whole, like, secrets and you're just not good. Like, I don't like that. Like, that does not work for me. That makes me, I don't have the energy or space. So I would rather that. And so I think luckily everyone who I met over the summer is really like that. Like, I've been able to, like, in even, like, if we don't hang out as much or talk as much, there's a certain part of them that's super open, and, like, I appreciate that. So I think that that's why I've been able to, like, be able to maintain most of these friendships, like 99% of them.
That's great. Because,
and I think it's because everyone was really open, and I think I give it credit to the pandemic. I feel like people have lost their shit, so they're like, I've got nothing to hide, and I'm like, great.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah, and it reminds me of, you know, our conversations that we've had about dating and stuff. When I brought to you dating stuff, you're always like, yeah, I just rather know. So that fits in with that.
Yeah, like, I would rather the unknown of things really freaks me out. I hate that. And if it's like, I don't know, then it's almost like exactly what happened with the friendship with Kristen. Like, I really didn't know. And, like, she wasn't telling me if she was upset or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like she was. And it kind of, like, the behaviors were saying that she was. So I literally was like, okay, great. I gotta, like, throw this in the trash now. Like, I can't, like,
Did you ask her and she was like, no?
Yeah, well, yeah, she was like, no, I'm good. But it was like, all the actions were not, I'm good. And I was just like, okay.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I literally can't. Like, I just can't. And it's not a bad thing on their part, because that's, like, probably normal to not want to tell somebody who you just met that you're a little annoyed with them. But, like, for me, yeah. That just doesn't. I'm like,
well, I don't know. I mean, I think if you were if you were putting it out there, I don't know. It is hard. I think it is hard with a new friendship.
And
it's I still think it's interesting that you say that. Like, you really think I'm an honest person, and I tell you, which it's not like I am not, but it's just not I think historically I've been so afraid of conflict that I wouldn't say anything. So I'm glad that, and I pushed myself throughout the years, but it's just interesting to hear like, oh, I guess I've gotten better at
for
that.
Sure. Like, I definitely think you have. And I think that, yeah, like if not, I don't think we would be friends. Cause like, not that that's like a bad thing. I just know for my own like mental health, I can't have people who I question in my life, which sounds like pretty normal actually when I say it like that. I really can't have people who I question in my life. It just is very stressful to me. And I'm really happy to be like,
yeah,
you
no,
know,
I
how
get
are
that.
You doing? Or like, are you okay? Or like, I'm happy to say, like, I've been better about being like, I've noticed that you seem this way. Like, are you okay? Like, I'm happy to do that. But like, if you're just like, nope, I'm good, but I'm going to still act like, I'm just like, okay, great. Well, then that's your personality. And that does not work for me. Cause like, I can't, like, that makes me feel.
I'm just going to step back.
Yeah,
from
that makes
that.
Me feel
yeah.
really crazy. And like, what's the point? Like, I want to have fun with my friends. Like, I want to be open with them. I want you to. You don't have to tell me your whole life, but like, you know, just be open. Otherwise, like, and maybe that is a part of being a little bit older. You just are. I have enough things in my life that
Well, yeah, you're just like cut through the bullshit. Like, I just don't have time for this
like, there's
anymore.
enough things in our life that we have to question. I don't need to question you, person. Like, who is my supposed to be friend? Like, I don't want to question that. So that's been really good. And I definitely also think I was talking to Julie and Aaron about this. Like, I also think that I've also created space for people to not be my best friend, which also was difficult for me. I think we talked about that too. So that's been helpful. Like, everybody's not like, we're not besties, all of us, but like, I like you. We have fun. Let's have dinner whenever we can and let's talk. But like, we don't have to be, you don't have to be like my person, but we can still be good. Cause I used to have a really difficult time with that too. So I think it's just been 2020 has been shitty and great. Really wonderful. Lots of good things have happened actually.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree with that. I actually, there's this new, new, like, I don't even know what to call it on Netflix. It's called, now I have to look at it because I was watching it right before we were, but I think it's called, oh, Death to 2020.
Ooh,
and
I
it's
will
like
watch
this
that.
comedy. Yeah, it's this comedy where like Samuel L. Jackson is pretending to be a reporter and Hugh Grant is pretending to be a scientist.
I know that you hate Hugh Grant. Is it you
And they're
who hates Hugh
interviewing.
Grant?
I don't hate Hugh Grant. I mean, it's hard for me to hate someone I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, that's fair.
But I do think he is probably a jerk.
Yeah, because I don't think we've talked about this on the podcast, all the TV shows, but like The Undoing, you really, I think we talked about it a little bit in the last episode, but like you were like immediately like, I knew that Hugh Grant was going to be a piece of shit as soon as I saw this. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Well, he's always, yeah, I mean, that's like who he plays.
I don't know
though.
What movie.
Or he plays the like, I'm sort of the bashful, apologetic guy who you like, and I don't know how to do this, but
what
like, I'm
was he in Bridget
amazingly
Jones's
charming.
Diary? Was he in that? Okay,
yeah, he was the asshole in that. He was like, if I can't be with you, I can't be with anybody. Like, oh, you're my last resort. And that was supposed to like inspire
her
to
rewatch
be with him.
Because I go, okay, like I have some
problems.
That's
so horrible.
Like, I really liked him and have like a huge crush.
Are you kidding
me?
You liked him in Bridget Jones's
Diary?
Yeah, but I
feel like sometimes, don't you ever watch things at a certain point in your life and it seems one way and then you watch it again? I haven't seen it in years. So like, I've got to rewatch it.
Yeah, watch that shit again.
Yeah, I've got to rewatch it. Like, there's a lot of stuff that I rewatch.
But I mean, we're so taught as women to like that kind of behavior. So I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I gotta go rewatch it. Like, I rewatched something else recently and I was like, whoa, this is fun. Oh yeah, I rewatched Laguna Beach during COVID. Oh my God, it was so crazy. Anyway.
There was a time you didn't think that
I watched,
was crazy?
I'm the same age as those people. I watched it when I was their age. So no, it wasn't that crazy.
Wow.
It was like, cool. I was like, why won't my mom let me go to Cabo with some fucking teenage boy and stay in a room with them? I'm really upset about that. Why don't I have friends over my house? Like, it's so weird. God, mom.
Oh, that would make me so anxious. I could never have done that as a teenager.
We talked about this before, too. I had no anxiety when I was a teenager. Like, I was just like, whatever, fuck it, let's do it. It was very impulsive. But maybe I've got to dig a little. The more that I read about sixes, when they're really unhealthy, actually are very impulsive. Like, so totally makes sense. Like, I could, and I can be that way sometimes if I get too many things inside of my brain where I'm just like overwhelmed with the choices, overwhelmed with the outcomes. Sometimes I do just like pick something and it's probably like the worst decision I could make, because I don't want to have to be caught up in the decision-making loop. So I just like pick something and it's not great. So that probably could be what it is. So
interesting.
Now I'm just in analysis paralysis. I can't even decide what job I want to do. It's like so bad. I was like,
That's a perfect transition. Perfect.
We're talking about jobs today, guys.
We're talking about job, like our theme this year is transitions, and we're talking about job transitions, and you can't figure out what job you want to do.
No, I cannot.
Where are you with your jobs? Because every time I talk to you, there's a new job that you're interviewing for, and you also at the same time have a job offer that you're not sure if you're going to take.
Well, so like during the pandemic, everyone, I've had several jobs, so I didn't ever get fired from my regular job that I've had the whole time. But like I got furloughed for a certain percentage of time. So like I was nannying for a while, which was so great.
Oh, that's right. I almost forgot about that.
I nannied for like two different families during the pandemic, and I interviewed for lots of nanny jobs, and I have lots of fucking commentary about that. Like that, if anyone is interested, I feel like I should invite Heidi and Lauren on to talk about it, and maybe even Aaron. I don't know. But like, holy fuck is nannying and like that whole domestic, like, what is it? Occupation? Oh my God. So crazy. I forgot how crazy it was.
I actually have a friend who's a nanny
We should think about inviting that person. Like all the peeps. It is like, oh my God. Like it is such a wild, wild world. The domestic occupational atmosphere? I don't know. I probably just made that complicated. So anyway, I did that. And then like I was 100% at my job again. But then I was worried about like right now, I was like the winter, and I was like, oh my God, like my job is probably going to shut down again in the winter. So I like probably need to keep.
Is that what happened?
Not yet. I mean, not yet. So we're still, because you know why? We're only in phase three right now. And phase three is still like most of the stuff that we have is open. Like if you didn't know, everyone in Illinois, phase three, you can still go swimming in a public pool. You can still work out in the gym. You still send your child to daycare. So like all those things, which is basically like what my main point of business is, they're still open. So yeah, no, we haven't.
Daycare, yeah. Okay, and school.
We don't have any Jamie, yes, school. So we have some pods that are open at CPS. And then in February, CPS is slowly planning a plan to bring the students back. So like in February, they're bringing back like pre-K and kindergarten and then so on and so forth. But like the union is suing them. So we'll see if that actually happens. But that's like a whole different thing.
Oh,
but as you can tell, there's a lot of transitions that happen at my job. So obviously I was concerned. I am concerned. So I like was looking for something else. I found this one job as like a customer service job. And I've been offered this position like thousands of times before. That's an exaggeration, but like four or five times before. And I was like, you know what? Maybe it's going to be great. So I tried it out. Horrible. Didn't quit my job. So I just was like having two jobs for a while. Horrible.
Yes, I remember horrible. This job.
Supervisor was just not my cup of tea at all. Like, not even a cup of tea. Like, it was like a shot of whiskey when I was expecting an Earl Grey. Not for me.
Whoa.
It was unexpectedly bad. And I think that like in a real, like if someplace different, like maybe if I wasn't so far along in my career, I might've actually liked the job, because I don't think it was a hard job. It just was like not my thing. And the supervisor was not my thing. So, and that makes or breaks it. I can't work for people who
Yeah. I mean, I think I heard somewhere that your boss is one of the biggest reasons that you are like satisfied or not satisfied, or maybe
it's
your coworkers
combo,
in general.
But, like, if you have a bad supervisor, there's a saying that people don't leave their jobs. They leave their supervisors.
Yeah. Maybe that's
yeah, for
what
me
it
too,
was.
It is
yes,
coworkers.
Exactly.
Like, I definitely think that, like, my favorite jobs have been, like, if I've had to go into a position of work, it's been when I've had, like, a collective group of coworkers to have lunch with and to bitch with. That's been great. So anyway, that didn't work out. So, like, now I have a job offer that I'm like, do I want to take this job or not? And I'm hesitant because it's kind of far. And, like, I don't think that, like, the coworkers who I've met have been great, but definitely not, like, people who I could see myself, like, being...
Oh, this. Okay.
Yeah.
I remember this
so
job.
Definitely not
okay.
People who I think I could see myself being friends with. So, and that's a concern to me. I mean, I know everybody might think that that's crazy, but like, I need to have a work friend. I need to, like, in order for me to feel like I need to have a work friend.
It's been so long since I've had a work. Well, I guess that's not true. I mean, I have colleagues, but when you work for a business of one, mm-hmm. I'm really good friend of myself. Are.
But you know, when you were first getting into your office space with your partner in your office, you were like, I'm going to really enjoy having somebody else here. Like, it's nice. If you get a break in
that's true. Yeah, and it
like
has
if you
been.
Get a break yeah. in the day just to be like, hey, like, what's going on with you? Or like, oh, both free at the same time. Let's have lunch together. It's just like nice to not be alone all day unless you're working from home. Like, I enjoy working from home, but that's nice because I can like text you guys and like I could watch TV. Like, it's different. But like if you're in the office and there's nobody for you to talk to, that somehow is more isolating than just being at home.
Well, yeah, because it's not how it's supposed to be.
So that's my concern about this job is like they're hiring somebody who's supposed to be like my real direct colleague because they're hiring two people mm-hmm. for the same position and they hired me first. And so I kind of was like hoping that I wouldn't have to start until this person started because I really want to meet them and be like, are we going to be friends? If not, I don't want this job, which is so ridiculous, but so true. I'm just like, I need to know that I'm going to like you.
Well, I think you should just trust what you feel instead of giving yourself such a hard time about it.
So anyway, but then there was that. And then also like at my current position, I was like, we're redesigning a department here. And, so that's a big transition too. It's one of our most profitable departments and it's my department that I like it takes up most of my time. And so we're mm-hmm. redoing their job descriptions. And so like, I don't want this job that I did because I don't really think that I would like to do it at this company, I guess is the best way to explain it. But like, I wrote out this job descriptions for somebody who is an assistant director of teams. And basically what they're responsible for is like the overarching view of their department's hiring and like their training and like how they're developed and succession planning and figuring out the key performance indicators and figuring out their retention and their churn and like the times that they're going to be at peak hiring. I was like, oh my God, this is such a fun job. So like, actually, I think that I've figured out what I want to do. Like, I think that I would love to do that. That's like most of the work that I love to do. I hate like writing people mm-hmm. up and firing people, like policy. It's so boring. I like mostly like people stuff. So I don't know. I'm in a transition. It's a real, and I think a lot of people in 2020, 2021 are in a transition too, because we've been home for so long.
Yeah.
Most of us, like when you start asking people to go back into the office every day, I've just been so curious about like how that's going to go.
Yeah, I'm very curious too. And I mean, I think it's also really interesting. I feel like maybe Laurel was talking about this, like how different it was to onboard mm-hmm. at a new job mm-hmm. virtually yeah. Than it is in person, which I think is interesting. And I was talking with someone else about who just got a job and she's anticipating that. So I think that's kind of interesting. And I think it's in some ways for people who are not in such a dire situation, because this sounds a little bit first world, but I think it is a time where you can think about what I want the future to look like. Mm-hmm. Because this has really allowed us to slow down in a lot of ways that we normally wouldn't. And I think in some ways that's been really good. And there have been things that have actually been positive and have been surprisingly enjoyable about this time. So I think people are thinking about that for their careers too. Like, wow, you know, do mm-hmm. I like working from home versus the office, or do I really miss the office, or is this really the career that I want? Excuse me. Obviously for people who are in more dire situations, they may be thinking, I mm-hmm. want a job. I don't really care. So, and to have to, I think what's so hard is I'm sure for some people they're having to choose between like the risk and safety and their health versus having a job, which I just think is so horrible. I don't think anyone should ever, I mean, those are just impossible decisions to make.
Yeah, I agree. I'm hopeful though that they're allegedly supposed to give those people the vaccine next. And so that should be, to me, people who like they've really disqualified even as considering frontline workers. And what I mean,
mm-hmm. You mean essential
workers?
Yeah,
but like I'm also talking about like mm-hmm. like people who work at the grocery store. Like I hope that
Yeah, well those are considered essential workers.
Like I feel like nobody ever mentions them. Like I feel like you should be like
I feel like that's what they mean by essential. Are you talking about?
Well, I know the healthcare workers got it. I think the healthcare workers got it already, or they're in the process of getting it.
Yeah. I think they're in the process. Yeah, I don't. I think that people. I think it's hard to realize like how little vaccine there is for how many people mm-hmm. there are right now. So yeah, I think they're.
I know lots of people. Not a lot. Well, I think that I know 5 or 6 people who've gotten it. So like Mike's, mm-hmm. yeah, Mike's
I know some too.
Has gotten it because they all work in the hospitals. And then my mom, like she recently transitioned too. So like my mom has had so many career transitions and all like.
Oh, so she's not a manager at I forget the massage
at Massage Envy, yeah. So Massage Envy. Like okay. So my mom, every time there's a recession, unfortunately for her, like so she had like her own business for like over 10 years, and then in 2008 she like lost that business, and then she like moved into doing like more retail work because that's what she did before she worked in her industry. Mm-hmm. And then she was most recently like for 3 years she was area manager. So she managed a couple different locations of Massage Envy's in the Loop. And then she, which was fine. And she was like, oh, this is great. But no, anyway, she left like a couple weeks ago. And now she's a manager. Mm-hmm. She's opening up a new location of Aspen Dental. So she works at, right now she's working at the one in like Morton Grove. And then I think she's going to be transitioning to Skokie next week. And then she's going to open up her own location on Western and Belmont. But it's What's Aspen Dental. Like it? Yeah, it's a dental, salon. Place? So she's like managing that.
Oh, a dental salon.
Yeah, I used to get fancy, but it's okay. It's a dentist's office.
That must be different.
No, okay. But you can get your teeth whitened. But it's a fancy dentist's office. But so she works there, and they're giving the vaccines. I think next week or the week after next. So. Yeah,
that makes sense. Although, I mean, I'm a little bit surprised since she's a manager. I think it's I guess she still works in the office.
And they have to
be
there. So, like, they're giving it to the dentist. Right, and also just, like, all of their staff, too. So, and Mike's mom is not, like, his sister and his aunt are nurses. But, like, his mom is, like, she works at North Shore. She's like one of the people, like if you call them and you need to make an appointment. I don't know why I'm so Yeah, I'm like, I don't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
An intake and person,
she was able to get it too.
Okay. Well, I guess that makes sense because if they have to be in person, then they're interacting with healthcare, like more direct healthcare providers. So it's like, you're all in the same cesspool. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I hope that, you know, they are going to get, I was looking at some like a lady nurse, like there's a couple nurses who have TikToks, which is so fun. And they were like, one of them was explaining that like, the goal would be that most normal folk would be able to get it like between June and August. So I hope that that happens. Yeah. I've already,
yeah,
told you
I hope so too,
but it's currently
yes,
December.
We talked about that.
So we'll see, more people will have gotten it, you know, by June. So maybe I'll be like, oh yeah, like this seems like a great idea. But like one of the jobs that like the job that I'm supposed to be taking is at a hospital. So like, I'm assuming that if I work there, I'd probably have to get it.
Oh,
like
that's
sooner
right.
than that.
Yeah.
So I just want to see other people and like how they live. Like, how are you guys doing? Do you feel great? How's that for you? Do you have Bell's palsy? I'm really concerned about that. Like, what's going on?
Oh, I didn't know that Bell's palsy was a possible side
like,
effect.
So it's been like possible, but I don't know if it's like a real possibility or if it just happens a couple times. Like, I don't know if that's like a legit, hey, this is happening thing. But like, who knows? They did the trial in like 44,000 people. And like, there's only been a couple people who've had it now. So I don't think we know. Like, I don't know. Like, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. For a while, they were telling us you don't need to wear a mask. Who knows what they're going to be telling us by March. So I'm just curious, like about like people getting it. I think they said over 1 million people have had the vaccine now when I was listening to NPR. So that's cool. I mean, there's still, you know, how many more? 230 million of us left. So we'll just see, like, how do those million people do? Like, maybe they'll be okay.
Yeah.
I think that most of them are fine. Like, Mike's aunt took it and she said she was sick for like a couple days. And then after that, she's been fine. So I think most people are. I'm just nervous about it. I'm a person who didn't take the flu shot until I was 30. So,
And it's been around for how long? The flu shot has always been around. I think probably my whole life. And I'm just like, oh my God, do I really need to get it? Is it going to make me sick? I don't want to get the flu shot. So I'm not a good, I'm very.
Well, we talked though. I think Iris, it might be important to say why you feel this way, because I think, you know, to talk about just like how Black people have been treated in the medical profession, how they're used as guinea pigs and they're not listened to. And I don't know if you saw that woman who was a retired doctor died.
The one in Indiana.
And she had, was in Indiana. Lived, but, and she had posted, I think, on Instagram a video about how, like, if I wasn't Black, they would be, this wouldn't even be an issue. I would still be in the hospital getting treated.
Yeah.
And she ended up dying.
Home, and she was telling them she didn't feel well, but, like, she was in pain and they wouldn't give her medicine. It was just, like, not a great situation. And I feel like, yes, like, I don't want to say that, like, I don't want to get the vaccine because of that. Like, it could, it probably is, but, like, it's such a part of my actual fiber of myself, like, as a being, that, like, I have,
well, you're trying to survive,
like, conceptualize it. Like, I mean, I think if I were to be like, well, yes, because of this, like, sure, but, like, also, like, I don't want to, like, it's kind of one of those things where, maybe was it you who was telling me this, or maybe I just read this online, about how there's, like, a new type of therapy or, like, some part of therapy where they're, like, you might have some ancestral trauma that, like, you're not even aware of that causes you to react to things in a certain way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's not necessarily
new to me.
I think we've – yeah. I think there's research now. There was research done, like, a few years ago where it did actually show genetically through epigenetics that trauma passes through the ancestral line generationally, that we can actually see through DNA that it passes from one generation to the next. But I think people have hypothesized about it probably for a long time. I would guess.
So like, I don't, I mean, I think that I can't, it's hard for me to say like, yes, because I think that this is going to happen because I'm a Black person. All I can say is like, I don't trust the government. I've talked about this before in the other episodes about how I felt like I was like, yeah, I don't feel like Black people are being, we talked about this ages ago, like maybe in April when we were talking about the pandemic at its beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard, I think, for most Black people to be like, oh yeah, like I think this because, you know, historically this has happened. I think we know that, but like also like outside of that, even if people are like, oh, you're making that up, you didn't even think about it, I'm like, what I'm saying is my actual spirit and soul and being of consciousness does not feel safe taking it. And if that's, yeah.
And that's what I'm saying by its survival. It's like a physiological response that happens. And I think, like, I know for you, it's like, duh, of course. But unfortunately, I think for people who aren't Black, and maybe even some people who are people of color, I shouldn't just say Black people, but, you know, they're not thinking about this. Like, this is a new concept.
Like, there's no part of me that feels like, even when they said this, I was like, well, that doesn't sound like a great idea for me. Like, I don't, like, just no part of it feels great. I don't even, like I said, didn't even want to take the flu shot. I mean, I will now because I took it and it was fine. But I literally was like, oh my God, I think that I'm going to get sick.
Yeah, I mean, it only took 30 years, so we'll see how long it takes.
I hope that I will get it, but like also like again I'm even just like, do I really hope that I get it? I don't know, like I'm not there yet, but again, maybe I'll feel differently. I think I felt better about the flu shot because before that I didn't even really know a lot of people who got the flu shot, so I think the older I've gotten, I've like realized like, oh, more people are taking it, and I felt like, okay, like this is fine, like I just need to see other people, like, are you okay, like are you getting the same shot that I'm getting, like what's going on here? Also, though, my doctor pressured me into getting it. So otherwise, I probably wouldn't have. Because every year they're like, did you get the flu shot? And I'm like, yep, sure did. But this year she was like, no, you did not get the flu shot. She was like, you need to take it. So
because
I didn't get it there. And I like got all of my stuff done there. And she was like, so where'd you go to? She like questioned me. She was like, so where did you go?
And so you weren't able to.
No,
I'm like,
as my mother will tell you, I'm a horrible liar. So I was just like, fine, I haven't taken it.
Oh.
I haven't. You see,
you're like, you cracked me. Uh oh, are you still there, Iris? Uh oh, I lost you. Hello.
What happened?
I don't either, but that's okay. So anyway, this is supposed to be about careers.
We were talking a little bit about careers. And honestly, we were talking about, how you might have to take the vaccine. Like, it'll be interesting to see if work requires it.
I bet that it, mine will.
Well, it's interesting because right now the healthcare environment isn't, which is kind of surprising to me in some ways, and in other ways it isn't, because for years they didn't really require the flu shot, and I think now they do, other than for religious reasons, but there are ways to get around it. So I think, like, if the hospital isn't requiring it, how can other workplaces? But I don't know. I guess technically, if they're a private business, they can do what they want, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm assuming also, like, I don't know, maybe they'll just be like, if you come to work and you don't have it, it's kind of like you're risking getting sick just like you would during the flu season. Like, but I think that they can still say, like, yeah, you have to come in.
I mean, the problem is I think this is so much more of an issue than the flu. Because even though the flu is contagious, it's not quite as contagious. And it's also not as, like, the symptoms are not, not as serious. So, that could make a difference, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I think that was also why, the evilness of Mitch McConnell never ceases to amaze me. But I think that's why he's been so big about wanting there not to be liability for companies.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure if they'll be able to, like end up requiring you to do it or not. Like, I don't even know if you're required to get, like, even in schools. I remember when I was in school, like, you had to get some vaccines, and, like, I don't think you do anymore. So I don't know. I think that I feel like we probably think, and I mean, doctors listen to this, you can let us know, but I feel like we probably think this is, like, the world's biggest deal because we have to deal with it. But I feel like there's probably been other things that are just as bad at the time when they were about, and I don't think that they've required any vaccine. So I want to try not to be the millennial special snowflake that's like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened, and, like, of course you need to do this, because I'm sure there's probably been other things and they haven't required it. I was listening to a podcast about, it was actually Curiosity, which is, like, a Chicago podcast.
Oh, and I haven't heard of that one.
It's really good. It's an NPR podcast, and it's just about shit that happened in Chicago. But
cool.
There was, like,
I like this it woman, already.
It was really good. This woman was talking about, I think it was hepatitis or it was tuberculosis. I can't remember, but she was alive when there was no vaccine for this. And she was like, yeah, like, they would just basically move you if you got it, because you can't get rid of it. She was like, so you just have it. So she was like, they would just move you into these sanatoriums. And that was kind of it.
Yes. I remember reading a book about that, about, like, someone going there for tuberculosis. And that's true. Yeah. Tuberculosis, I guess, hasn't been necessarily required. Although, actually, that's not true. For my job, it was, when I worked in hospice. I think we were required to have our TB every year.
Like, some people have to get it, but not everybody has to get it. So, like, I know that if you work in a daycare center, and I'm assuming this is the same thing for if you work in a school, you do have to get it. But, like, little old me that works in an office, if I never got it, nobody would ever know. They don't ask. So I could be walking around with it and nobody would know, because it's not required. It's only required if you work in, like, for us, it's like, I know if you work at our CPS sites or if you work in our daycare sites, makes sense that if you're in a hospice or a hospital site. But I think that, like,
Vulnerable population.
Basically. Yeah. The vast majority of people who just work at, like, you know, global firm of doom, and like, you know, I don't think that they're gonna make them get it.
Company global firm of doom.
Yeah, it's great there. Long days.
I feel long like they have a lot of sites now.
They're big. So yeah, like, I don't know. Like, I think that, like, they, if they are not requiring them to do it, I don't know that they will require them to do this, because I mean, I think eventually the goal is, like, most people don't have it, and, you know, most people, so I think that's probably what'll end up happening. But I know,
yeah, like, it'll be interesting though, because I think the amount of people that are skeptical or aren't interested could be an issue. So we'll see. I mean, it's gonna be interesting.
And I feel like most people I know want to get it. Like, I think I'm the outlier. Even my friends who are Black, they do want to get it. I just think they don't want to get it this year. I think that's really what they've been saying, is, like, they don't want to be the first people to get it. They would like to see other people get it and be okay. And then they're like, okay, like, fine. But, like, they don't want to be, like, getting it in January. Like, maybe next year.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, if enough people are like that, then, I mean, not that I'm saying I'm not trying to blame you or your friends or whatever. I don't know. I'm a little iffy about wanting to be the guinea pig too. Although, you know, I'm certainly willing, because it does sound like the symptoms that you get from the vaccine are not as bad as getting the virus. COVID, but
for sure.
Yeah. Well, I think we'll just have to see. And obviously, that's assuming that we have even enough of the vaccine. I mean, I've already heard things that are saying that, like, shipments have been delayed, or it hasn't been as much as they thought it was going to be, into hospitals and different places. So.
We'll see. I think it'll be okay. Like, I remember earlier this year when there were not enough ventilators, and then they were sending ventilators back. I think that it's a new process. It's mm-hmm. a new vaccine. Only two of them are approved now. But if you notice, like, once, like, originally you couldn't find a mask anywhere. You couldn't find gloves anywhere, hand sanitizer anywhere. Now, like, Dove makes hand sanitizer. Covell, which makes vodka, is, like, pumping out batches.
Yeah.
I think that.
Yeah, which is very close to where I live.
Yes, I feel like the more, like, with these two getting cleared, there's more companies who are going to be behind them that are going to start making a vaccine too. And I feel like a recommendation of the end of this year, next year, 2021, I really do have faith that it'll catch up. And I feel like, you know, we've all been in purgatory / quarantine for so, like, for, you know, 8 months, 9 months, almost a year, and it feels so crazy. But, like, the fact that, like, it's annoying, but, like, I feel like, you know, they pulled it together sort of quickly. It could have probably went a lot worse. Could have went better. Probably could have been worse.
Yeah.
That's the way of Donald Trump. Could have probably been a lot worse, but definitely could have been better. That's, like, his presidency. He should put that on his picture. Last one.
Tombstone.
Could have went a shit ton better, but also could have went a lot worse, because he's fucking insane. So it could have went a lot of ways. So we're just landing in the middle, which is, like, mediocre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we could have had, I don't know, like, a preschooler in the White House, I guess. That might have been
As opposed to a kindergartner? Okay, cool.
Right. That's why I said preschooler.
Yeah, so anyway, hopefully we'll report back on, we'll just keep talking about that. Jamie, if you get it, you let us know.
I mean, I think I'm pretty last in line. So
yeah, probably. Well, maybe we'll know somebody else who gets it before you, because they're high risk people. Like, maybe. There might be.
Yeah, my dad. I mean, I hope he can get it within the next few months.
Yeah, like that's supposed to be. Is it what 74 and up? Is that next?
I have no idea.
There was a timeline I saw someplace. It was like 74.
Was
like
this specifically for Illinois?
Yeah, so it was okay. The frontline workers are right now, and then, like, essential workers, and then I think it was, like, people who live inside of retirement homes. I think that was supposed to be, like, the first chunk, which is mm-hmm. where we're still at. Mm-hmm. And then I think after that, it was supposed to be, like, people 75 and up, and then it was supposed to be 74 to 65. And then people who are at high risk. So, like, diabetes, whatever that means. Like, I don't know.
Maybe what you have too, if you want. I know you want to wait, but, like, people with MS.
Yeah, people with MS, like, compromised immune
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure. Like, I think we're supposed to be, like, I think it's, like, March to June group.
Mm-hmm.
But I will just say, if anybody else is in the March to June group and you'd like to go before me, that's okay. Like, I'm fine.
You can have my place in line.
You can totally have my place in line. Jamie, if they say to me, Iris, listen, you want this vaccine? I'll be like, no. But my friend who's healthy would love it. And I'll be like,
No. I'm very fine letting people who need it go before me.
All right. Well, if I know anybody else who needs it before me, because, you know, I'm good to just, like, not get that. Like, I don't know what I think.
Sit this one out.
I'm gonna get to sit this one out. I'm not really sure what I think is gonna happen, but I just was like, at first I was like, yes, totally, I'll get it, and then, like, now I'm just like, no, I don't think so. I'm not quite sure that I will. So, but later, I feel on board with a 20, like, maybe before, like, if I go on vacation at the end of the year, maybe I'll get it, because I like to go on a New Year's Eve trip. So, if that is possible, but it's like you need to get a fucking COVID vaccine before you come, then I would probably, maybe in December.
Based on, like, the people you were going on the New Year's trip with?
No. Like, sometimes if you want to go, like, so for instance, like, America's not really like this, but, like, well, actually, I think maybe we are. I've never come to America not being American, but I've gone to other countries, and they do.
In Britain, they're requiring you, I think, to have the vaccine. Did I read that right? Because of the new strain that's happening there, or you need to have been tested negative or something?
It's something like that, but I don't know about anything in particular to COVID, but what I'm assuming, though, is, like, if you want to go to Mexico, they do actually require you to have, like, your vaccination records if you want to go on a cruise to Mexico.
Okay.
Because I've looked into it. And so I'm like, I really do want to go, like, either on a cruise or to Mexico for the New Year's. So okay. I'm just like, yeah, just I guess if there. I go on vacation.
Don't go on a cruise. Cruises are horrible.
I know.
I have a lot of issues with cruises.
Is that a whole other podcast episode?
It probably is your dream, unfortunately, based on what I know, because, you know, based on what I know about you, it probably is your dream, but, they're so bad
Is it, like, bad, like, I'm going to die, or, like, they treat people horribly, or a combination?
Well, yeah, I mean, you could get sexually assaulted or, like, pushed over the side. Or you could get really sick from, like, poor food, but besides, like, those things... It's a really unsustainable way to travel. Like, they are just really, like, responsible for so much waste. And also, like, it's so, like, to me, it's so touristy. Like, you don't really get to, I guess, like, it depends on the cruise you go on, but it's just like, you just see the highlights of what all the tourists see. You don't really get to the culture of where you're going. That's so based on my personality, and that's why I'm saying you would probably love it. Our personalities are different. You probably are like, I don't give a shit about the culture. I just want to be by a pool and, like, have some drinks, and that's totally a cruise, and you probably would love it.
I give a shit about their culture, but I'm not, like, opposed to not seeing culture when I go there. I'm okay.
It doesn't offend you. Like, I think it does for me.
No, like, I'm just like, I'm good to just, like, be on this vacation. Like, I don't necessarily need to do a deep dive into whatever is happening here. Like, I don't know. I don't really want to do that. Like, I've never gone anywhere, I think, and been like, show me all of your culture. Cause I'm just like, I randomly went to places in Montreal, but, like, what is their culture? I don't know. I had poutine. I went to their museums. Does that count? I'm not sure. And if I went on a cruise, they do have an option for you to go on a ruins tour. I don't know if that counts, but yeah,
The thing is, all of those things are, like, pre-packaged. It's like, it's the equivalent to, like, going on a big, like, paying for a tour where you're on a bus the whole time and you're in this big group and, like, which just, that is, like, my worst nightmare of a trip.
Oh, man. I was literally going to say that sounds so fun.
Oh, my gosh. No.
That's, like, my idea of a vacation. I want it. Like, I was even telling Mike, I was like, Groupon, if they want to save their business, they need to come up with, like, packages that are, like, pre-put together for people. Shit that people want to do. But, like, I think that there's probably people in this world who are a little bit of both. Like, I think there's people who want to go, like, off the beaten path and, like, do their own thing. And, like, figure things out and explore and, like, do all that stuff. And, like, for me, I'm just like, I just would like to, is this the safe location? But that's probably why I'm a 6 and you're a 1. Because I'm just very like, is this pre-approved? Do people know that I'm going to be here?
I think there are ways that you can do it that are more sustainable. You can hire, like, a consultant or, like, a travel planner to, like, help you design an itinerary specifically for you. If you, like, don't want to put the work in, but I think to go on one of those big tours, like, or the same idea of a cruise, anywhere that is going to accommodate people in bulk is not going to be sustainable, because they're going to be thinking about saving money versus the effect that they're having on the culture, on the environment, et cetera. So, I think that's where my struggle is, if that makes sense.
No, it does. I mean, I'm going
to also it's going to be like it's basically like the equivalent of you going to TripAdvisor and looking up the top 10 things to do and just doing that.
Oh, that's what I like to do.
Well, I mean, it's not that I don't like to do that, but I think, like, sometimes the stuff that isn't well known or the places that not everybody goes, so that you get a very unique experience, and also not one that's like people are everywhere. Right? I mean, that my least favorite part of visiting Italy was the Vatican, because it was so busy. It was just, I mean, even our tour guide was apologizing. She was like, I'm sorry, it's so busy here. And
I think my favorite part of going to Montreal was like going to their, like they have some kind of a really popular cathedral, mm-hmm. and it was really crowded. I think I don't mind that kind of stuff though. Like I'm cool with like doing the touristy type of things. Like I'm adventurous when it comes to like food. Like I would be willing to like look up like hidden gems.
Well, there you go. Okay. So that's something, but that's a part of when you do a tour, they're going to take you to like the places that are sort of the tourist traps that aren't necessarily authentic food places. So that might be,
but that's why in my vacation, I always like to have like a day of planned things. Mm-hmm. And then I like to have a day for myself.
Okay.
But I do enjoy like something that people put together for me. But I think that a lot of that is like, I'm usually the person who puts things together for people.
Yeah. So I get it. And I think some of my best trips have been where I've had friends that I know really well planned for us. And it's been still like tailored to us.
Unique.
But I haven't had to put in the work. But that's why I say like, you, I think, would really love a travel consultant, because then you could tell them exactly what you would want. It wouldn't be prepackaged. Where there would be some things you would be like, ah, I could have skipped that, right? Now, like on a cruise, that is a benefit that you can like choose your excursions. So I guess you do have a little bit of that, but I feel like a travel consultant or like a planner would get to know you really well, and particularly what you're into. And it could be even better than maybe something that's already prepackaged for like a mass of people.
I'm going to let you know. I'm going to go. I've
now,
never been
it's
on a
more,
cruise before,
it's,
though,
it's
and I'm
more
afraid of the
expensive,
ocean.
I think, to do it that way, right? Like, a travel consultant is probably, or travel planner is probably more expensive than, like, just going on a cruise or going on, like, one of those tours. Although the tours, I think, can be pretty expensive. But
I think so, too. When we, like, the last vacations that we went on, we did use a travel agent, mm-hmm. and it was just kind of, like, fine. They didn't do anything, like, wow.
Well,
though.
But you didn't have – you. I don't think you had someone – like what I'm talking about, that sounded like a run-of-the-mill kind of travel agent. And I think you were even happy with that person. Like my aunt and uncle.
Yeah, because I didn't have to do anything.
Yeah. Well, no, because they messed some things up, I think, in your plans.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the first time. So what happened is we had a travel agent mm-hmm. that we used before, and then she quit. And then they placed us with somebody new, and she was horrible.
Right.
Yeah, the first person that we had, like, we loved her. Like, she took care of everything. She was, like, great. The last person we had was fucking awful. But I wonder if it's because she wasn't getting commission from this, because the
Why
other woman had – yeah, she didn't give a fuck about our vacation. It was horrible.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. But, like, my aunt and uncle, for example – they went to Iceland and they hired somebody who like was an expert in Iceland, like had done this for years, planning trips for people and like picked out like specific like places for them to stay and places they should eat that he knew specifically about in the area. And like these really intimate hikes where it was just the two of them and a guide, like stuff like that. And it just sounded like, I mean, it was a lot of money, but it sounded like an absolutely amazing trip. And to have like, basically the kind of research that I would do done for me, I mean, is kind of an amazing thing.
Yeah, for sure. I'd love that. And if you watch Below Deck, they do that too. They like plan these like huge things for you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what I, you know, if I was rich, I would definitely do that.
If Below I could have a job like other than the job I have now, that it would be totally, but I don't know. You have to be so, I think it's a competitive field. And obviously right now it's not a great job.
Oh,
no. But
I'm not trying to work on Below Deck. Absolutely not. That seems like
saying work on Below Deck. I'm saying work as a travel consultant. Like the person I mentioned that my aunt and uncle used for Iceland.
Like, oh my God. The job on Below Deck is fucking horrible. If you've never seen that show, oh my God.
But I mean to like be able to research for people like where they travel and give them advice and stuff. Like I love to do that for free. I'm always telling people I'll help them plan their trips. So
that's like a little, that'll be like a little side thing for you.
Yeah.
You may find,
maybe that's
yeah,
what
I don't,
you should do is you should have me plan your trip instead of going on a cruise.
And then I'll just give you some,
or we
a
should,
bit
you
of
should
money.
Do both. Yeah. You should go on a cruise.
I'll
and then
compare
I will,
and contrast.
Right.
Okay, great. That sounds wonderful. I was like,
I don't win that, I'll be really disappointed. Yeah, I can just see you being like, honestly, Jamie, the cruise was way better. And I'll be so disappointed.
I mean, I just, As long as you don't plan too much. Like, I don't want to do too much.
Yeah,
like,
that's my problem that I have. I notice as I get older, like, the best thing for me to do in planning a trip is to take away things from what I think I'm going to do. And that's the best part about this trip I'm doing. I'm not really planning. I don't think I'm really going to plan ahead of time much. So that'll be really nice. I'll just figure it out when I get there, which is unusual for me to do, but...
No, that's what you should do. Like, I do not like, I like having a couple things planned, but I don't want to be beholden to something. That makes me feel anxious. Like, I need to have the opportunity to be like, today's a day that I actually, like, thought I was going to do this, but actually I'm really not. Like, I love that. Like, I don't want to have anything that I have to do. That makes me feel like it's not a vacation. I like to just be like, I'm maybe going to do this. Like, I like a couple things that I'm for sure going to do. Like, if I went on a cruise and they were like, okay, you picked that you were going to go to the Mayan ruins and you have to because, like, this is the day that you're there. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, cool, this is going to be super fun. Like, I'm excited to do this. But, like, if I were going to someplace for 5 days, I'd probably only plan to do something like maybe 2 out of the 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other days I would be like, let's see what I want to do today. Like, I don't know. I just prefer that because some days you don't want to do anything.
That's true. But then you're, like, stuck on a cruise boat.
But you're not, though. You're not stuck on the cruise boat. You can get off and go to the beach or, like, the day of.
Travel days. Have you not taken a cruise before?
No, I haven't, okay. But I've read their itinerary. I only would go on something where you're at sea one day. Yeah, I can't be, like, at sea more than one day. Like,
when I went on a cruise, I was sort of going with other people who had already decided to go. So I wasn't really picking. And we had, like, 2 days that were really short days on different places. And then I think the other 3 days were like at sea. It was just not good.
I can't do 3 days at sea.
It wasn't in a row, but it's still like, cause I think it was like the first
was
day.
Was it a longer cruise though?
No, it was 5 days. That's it.
Nay. I like going to the ones where the islands are so close. Like that's the ones that I've been looking into is like there.
Like
you're
in the
only
Caribbean?
Going.
Type of place,
yes, because like basically what I want to do is go to New Orleans and hang out in New Orleans for a little bit, mm-hmm. and then take a Western Caribbean cruise for like a couple days from New Orleans,
okay,
because I feel like that would be perfect. Like you get to do a little land, you get to do a little sea. That's like what I would prefer.
Maybe I'll plan I could plan the New Orleans part of your trip.
Jamie, okay, that's I'm gonna let you. But if you plan New Orleans, you have to make sure that you plan, like, only stuff to do with, like, I need to see a voodoo priestess for sure.
Okay, you know, the first thing I did when I went to New Orleans is I landed and I went on a voodoo tour. And
yeah,
I got
like, that's
sick,
what I would want to do
the
whole time
in,
I was there.
One of the grave sites. It was a cemetery and voodoo tour, and I got so sick because I had hardly eaten and, like, their cemeteries are raised and there was, mm-hmm. it was so hot and humid and I almost passed out in the cemetery. It was great.
That seems very appropriate.
Yeah, it was very weird because then we like went in this place after the cemetery for like this long, weird like voodoo talk. And then they're like, all right, bye. We're not bringing you back anywhere. You're just out on your own. And we were in like a really bad part of town.
Oh my God. See, and like so that would actually be fun to me.
To, like,
I would be good with that.
Myself. So I had to,
oh
like,
no, I wouldn't be good with
yeah,
that.
Yeah. I had to, these other people who I was like, are you walking back to like the downtown? Can I walk back with you? Because I don't really want to walk back by myself. It was crazy, but I had a good time when I went, but no, Iris, what I would do, this is what a good travel consultant would do is they would get information from you. Like, what do you like? What are the things you want to do? What kind of food do you like? And they would curate something specifically based on what you like and your needs. And so like for you, I would definitely try to find some kind of spa experience while you were there, for example.
Yes. And you can, and you should book something for Mike to do with the New Orleans Saints while I do the spa.
There you go.
He doesn't like that. So yeah, I'll give you all the deets.
Okay.
I just don't want to be like, you know, bored.
Yeah.
But I also want to stay. I need to stay in a nice hotel. No hostels.
I don't stay at hostels, girl. Over 30, you don't stay at hostels.
Because I feel like you would be the person who's like, this seems great. And I'm like, no.
Okay, first,
like, I can
Iris,
barely stay
okay,
in the Dell.
But you have to understand, you're not listening to what I'm saying. A travel consultant that works for you. So they're not
That's
finding things
you.
For themselves. They're finding things for you. So for example, when I said spa experience in my head, I was thinking I would probably have her stay where the spa was.
Thank you. It needs to have like very nice crisp sheets that are cold. And like, I want somebody to do turn down service every day. Like, it's very specifically insane. I really can't stay at dirty hotels. They're like, not that you do. I'm just saying, like, that's like a big thing that freaks me the fuck out. Like,
well, you don't like, need not... turn down service. Okay. But that's fine. If you want to turn down service every day, but I'm just saying like the hotel can be clean and they can also be sustainable by saying you don't have to have turn down service every day.
Okay, but that's not what I'm
looking for. I understand.
That's the whole nice thing about, okay, like, I want to be in a hotel.
But there are hotels that say, like, you make the choice, so you don't have to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. That's what a lot of hotels do now.
That's a compromise.
Have you not stayed in a hotel recently?
No, I have, but, like, I have, when I was in
You Toronto, probably need, like, a really cute, like, small boutique hotel.
Well, that's so, okay, so the last times I stayed in a hotel, I was, like, mostly I've only, unfortunately, been able to go to Wisconsin because I've been so busy, like, not able to do shit because I've, like, bought a house this year, and last year I was saving to buy a house, so, like, I haven't been able to really go anywhere. So, like, I went to Wisconsin, and, like, I don't like it there. The bedding is just not for me, so that doesn't work. But anyway, the last time I stayed at a really nice hotel, I was in Montreal, and they did do my turndown service every single fucking day, and I loved it. And I didn't, like, I loved it. She, like, would come into my room, because we would leave every day. Like, we didn't plan anything, but, like, they have an underground mall, and we got lost there. Like, I like doing stuff like that. Just, like, I'll figure it out. Like, I'll figure it out in the day. I don't necessarily want to have, like, a lot of set plans. Because, you know, who knows how you're going to feel when you wake up? I don't know.
Well, anyways, but, I'm just realizing we've been talking for a long time.
Yeah, about nothing. Anyway, this was great. I'm not gonna,
it wasn't nothing to the us. Title
no, it was funny. I don't know what the title. Well, like, and if you're listening I don't to know, this COVID and you just want to hang out with your friend.
That might be
yes,
the title.
Yes, basically. Because we were like, we're gonna talk about your career, and we're like, yeah, let's spend 2 minutes on that.
Well, we did do talk you have about a job a little bit.
Yes, but we're gonna probably be releasing these I think in February is more likely.
Whenever we feel like it.
Yeah, I think February. Okay. Because I think January is busy for you.
I just don't know what it's gonna be like is the thing. And I don't really know what February is gonna be like either, but that's how life is now.
Well, I feel like by February, we'll have chance to catch up on stuff. Like, we'll have enough to post.
Yeah, gotcha.
That's what I mean. I'm like, even if you're busy, we'll have something to post. But
sounds good.
I am going to talk to, I don't know, I'm going to consider if I want to invite somebody else on, but I don't know, because I have this thought that I've been watching these people.
I like the
this
Manny
my last
episode.
Thought.
And what about the episode you were going to do with Jen, too, the body image one?
Yeah, Jen and I talk. She's actually talking to her mom about some stuff right now. And so, like, she's probably going to have, like, some updates. I'm going to wait a little bit on that one and see if, like, maybe we have, like, a breakthrough.
This is so great that we're talking about this on the podcast. Should we stop the podcast?
No, just so you guys know, like, that might be coming up. We might be talking about the nanny stuff. We have some, like, body image things coming up. And that's actually what I was going to talk about is, like, I – was maybe even want to bring Katie on to talk about this because
that's a good idea.
I was watching on Facebook, guys, there's these people, there's couples who do like fucking Facebook videos together.
Oh, are you talking and about like, the ones that like are making fun of the people that do those couple?
I don't know if they're like making fun of them, but like there's this one couple in particular that I'm talking about, and I actually really like them, but it was just actually something that I realized is wrong with me. Like so there's this couple and they are both like normal size people, but like not super thin. And like all of their Facebook there, it's like a mukbang challenge where they basically just try food. Like they eat fast food a lot on this channel. And like, I found myself watching this and like the woman is a little bit like maybe like me, like a little bit bigger than me, but like I was watching it and I was just like so uncomfortable watching her like publicly eat bad food. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you, Iris? Like I was watching it and being like, oh my God, I'm worried that people are going to make fun of her. Like, how can she be so comfortable like eating like whatever she wants on a national platform? And like, isn't she worried that people are going to be judging her and like talking shit about her? But she's just like so happily doing it and probably so unbothered. But I'm bothered. But I'm not, like, bothered that I think she should stop. I'm, like, bothered about, like, why don't I feel the freedom to do that? So I felt like that would be, like, a very good episode because I think a lot of people feel that way. Like, I feel bad if I go into an Overwhelm and order a milkshake. Like, it's bad.
That might be something to talk with Heidi about, too.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, guys, this is going to be a fun year. We're going to talk about lots of depressing ass shit. Maybe get vaccinated.
Maybe it won't be as depressing. So. Maybe it will be. We'll see.
Maybe it will be. Who knows? Anyway, yeah, good talking to you. Okay, bye.